Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
So glad that you've tuned in to today's edition of Connected. And with me, my special guest, Dr. John Polis from Revival Fellowship International, and he is the presiding apostle over Revival Fellowship International, along with his wife, Dr. Rebecca Polis. Welcome, sir.
Great to be here, Tim. Thanks for having me.
And Happy New Year to you, sir.
And Happy New Year to you, too. And it will be happy. In fact, the word happy means blessed, prosperous, and to be envied.
Yes, sir.
That's what the word actually means.
That's awesome. And we so appreciate you. Of course, you are our spiritual daddy and our covering, and we submit to your authority. We come underneath of the covering, not only for protection, but for provision. And we sow upward to you, not only financially, but we sow upward to you in honor and respect of what God is doing in your life as well, and for allowing us to be underneath of that covering, sir.
It's awesome to have that kind of relationship, Tim, and that's what God's doing. He's bringing people into spiritual alignment. And in fact, that makes me think of a subject, Tim, that you mentioned there, the idea of submission to authority. And one of the areas that I feel is in question in many people's mind is the idea of equality and submission. Many Christians who don't understand biblical accountability and submission to authority will feel that, well, we're all equal because we're all in God's family. We all have the Holy Spirit, and we're all equal in that sense. And who I submit to Jesus. Why do I need any man in my life?
Yes.
Of course, the Bible teaches in the book of Proverbs, it says, honor the fear the Lord and the king. So it's talking about the sovereign authority of God, fear the Lord and the king, which is a delegated authority.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the two dimensions of authority, is sovereign authority and delegated authority. And, of course, delegated authority comes through man, God's delegated officials. So this idea of equality and submission, it's a touchy area, but the Bible teaches both truths, and there is a balance. And just for a moment, maybe I could share that, first of all, where are we equal as Christians? We are equal in value, and that value comes from being created in God's image. So we're all equal in value to God.
Okay.
Because Genesis 1:26 says we've been made in the image of God, and that's really where our value comes from. And we're also equal in that we all share the same Father, the same Lord, the same Spirit. The Bible says that in Ephesians 4:1-3. And also in Romans 4:12-16, it tells us that we're all equal in privileges because God has provided everything that he gave us through grace.
Praise
not
God.
By law.
Praise God.
If it was by law, some could do better. You know, if it was performance, some would be better at others than others and maybe could achieve more. But it's not by performance. It's by God's grace.
Praise
it's freely
God.
Given to everybody so that through faith, everybody has equal access to everything God has. So
that's awesome.
You know, there's equality in the fact that we are made in God's image. Equality comes from our value, from our position in Christ. We are all sons of God and have all equal privileges because we have the same Father.
Yes, sir.
The same Lord and the same Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But there are other areas where we're not equal in our Christian experience, and that's where the idea of submission to authority comes in. So we're not all equal in the area of our talent, in the area of our responsibility, or in the area of our authority, and we can talk more about that.
Hey, that's going to be awesome, and we're going to be back in just a few. We're going to break for a song, and Dr. John is going to continue on that subject and topic of what does authority mean in the body of Christ? Is there fivefold ministry that we are to submit to underneath of the covering so that God can unveil his plan to us? We'll find out in just a moment.
Left to suffer on your own. You came for all mankind to bring. bridged the great divide and somehow ended up alone. Because of all the blood and tears you shed, I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves me. Bear that burden on my own. You carried all the pain and buried all the shame when you made that rugged tree your righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. It's like to walk these roads. Though my problems don't compare to that crown you had to wear, still you take them as your own. Because of all the blood and tears you shed, I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves me. Even when I'm hurting, I don't have to bear that burden on my own. You carried all the pain and buried all the shame. Made that rugged tree your righteous throne. And because of you, I'll never walk alone. That rugged tree, your righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. Lord, because of you, I'll never walk alone. I'll never walk.
Dr. Linda Solee on loneliness.
It usually produces passivity and people not reaching out to other people and withdrawal. And people feel defeated and feel isolated, and they take little action if they continue to tell themselves. They often feel kind of helpless, too. Tell themselves that there's nothing they can do, no one cares about them. They stay home and they do passive things that aren't that enjoyable.
Melissa speaks with licensed marriage and family counselor Dr. Linda Solee about understanding loneliness and where lonely feelings come from. With sound biblical wisdom, she teaches us how to handle time alone and to develop the skills we need to keep from being lonely in our relationships. As for your CD, Overcoming Loneliness, when you write to us, He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or give online today at he'salive.net. Loneliness, it's your choice.
We're back with Dr. John Polis from Revival Fellowship International, and he's speaking on the topic and subject, the authority of God, and not only that, but are we all equal in the body of Christ? And of course, we know about the power chapter from Romans, the 13th chapter. We understand somewhat about authority there, how that we are to submit ourselves to those who God has placed in authority over us. And I personally believe, Dr. John, that when we do that, God's best is getting ready to show up in our lives.
Absolutely. The scripture teaches spiritual alignment. We can just look at the natural family because there's different areas where authority is demonstrated in institutions that God has created, like in society. There's structure and there's accountability and submission to authority in society, and in the home. There's an order, there's structure, and with that order and structure, there's got to be accountability and submission to authority in the family. In the church, there's order and structure, and we have deacons, we have elders, we have our fivefold ministry leaders, and because of that order and structure, there's got to be some submission to that authority and accountability. And so many people get confused, or they're afraid of submission to authority, Tim, because authority's been abused. It's being abused right now by our civil government,
yes.
By our federal government.
Yes.
Their authority's being we're being abused by it because we're being taken advantage of in many ways.
Let me interject for just a moment then, sir. Because that is happening in the natural realm, are folks that are even in the body of Christ afraid of authority? They're saying, who can I put my life into whose hands?
That's right.
Who can I trust? Is that?
Absolutely, it's true. And with the abandonment of many fathers from the home,
yes.
And children left without a real model of what a authority figure is like, that they can trust, someplace that they can give themselves that's safe.
Yes.
People have been abused. And even in the church, there have been many fallen church leaders that have abused authority of God's people. So we have people withdrawing from the idea of submission to authority and moving into isolation and independence. And that just makes them more vulnerable to the devil.
That's right.
And fact is, through relationship and accountability and submission to authority, God intends to promote us and elevate us.
Praise God.
And so Satan really fights that system. In fact, I've just written a new book. It's put out by
yes.
Westbow Publications,
mm-hmm.
a division of Nelson Publishers. You can get it on Amazon right now. It's called Biblical Headship,
mm-hmm.
Making Sense of Submission to Authority.
Praise
and
God.
I deal with this authority in the family and government and the church and abuses and how to avoid that and how to be biblically aligned so you can continually be in a state of spiritual renewal and revival in your life. But where are we equal? We're equal, as I mentioned earlier, we're equal in our value before God. We're equal in our position in Christ because we're all sons and daughters. We have equal privileges. That's so powerful.
Yes.
John 16, Jesus said, in that day you'll ask me nothing, but whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you.
Praise God.
Because up until now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. He goes on to say, these things I've spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the hour comes when I will no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. And really what that means, he says, you're going to know the Father like I do. So you can access him just like I can.
Hallelujah.
You can get the same results I can because you're sons of God now. That's so powerful. We're all equal in our privilege and in our position in Christ. But while the scripture teaches very plainly, Tim, we're not all equal in our talent. Jesus teaches in Matthew 25, the parable of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
One had one talent, one had two,
yes.
One had five. There wasn't equality in their talents, in their gift or their ability. But where there can be equality is in their faithfulness.
Okay.
We all have different measures of gift and talent, and we can't compare ourselves one to another.
Mm-hmm.
We should celebrate one another.
That's right.
But we can all be equal in faithfulness. And what's amazing is God rewards us for our faithfulness, not for how much talent we have.
Amen. Like the old circuit rider preacher said, hold my horse while I shout.
There you go.
This is good stuff, and I trust that folks are being blessed right now, Dr. John, by your wisdom and the spirit of wisdom and revelation that's on you.
Thank you. You know, there's another area where we are not all equal, and that is we're not all equal in our responsibilities. Some have greater responsibility than others. For example, if you go into the military, you got a general,
mm-hmm.
you got your officers, you got your non-commissioned officers. These
yes.
people have greater responsibilities. Where you work, you're going to have a manager, and you're going to have just regular hourly employees, and then you have your corporate officials. Everybody's not equal in responsibility. And of course, lastly, the touchy area, we're not equal all in authority. In our churches, we have elders, we have deacons, we have our fivefold ministry gifts, apostles,
yes.
prophets, and there are different measures of authority that each of these people carry. Now, We're not all equal in authority, but we can all be equal in our submissiveness.
Wow.
So, you know, there's areas where we need to understand the differences where we're not equal and where we are equal, even in our differences.
Okay. That's incredible. And Dr. John, I sure appreciate you being on Connected today. We're out of time, but maybe you could come back soon and pick up maybe even where you left off or talk more about authority in the body of Christ. And we sure appreciate all of our listeners, our covenant supporters, for staying tuned all day long. And we'll be back tomorrow right here on Connected.
You're more real than the ground I'm standing on. You're more real than the wind in my lungs. Thoughts define me. You're inside me. You're
Before we go every day on Connected, we make sure we take time and pray, and pray for our partners and the needs that you have submitted to us. God cares for you, my friend. He loves you, and it's His will that you live the abundant life, that you walk in abundance, and that you, and when I'm talking about abundance, I'm not so much talking about wealth. I'm talking about a successful life, that you can do everything that God has called you to do and not have anything to hinder you from accomplishing His will. He desires that. He said in 3 John verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And when it talks about prospering, it's talking about having a successful journey, and it's talking about the journey through your life. God wants you to live the abundant life. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you have an answer to every problem. You're the healer for every sickness. Lord, for every attack of Satan, you have caused us to be more than conquerors, and it's all through you. And so, Father, I pray for the needs that have come in to the station today. I pray over our partners and the needs that they have submitted to us. And I thank you, Father, that you are working on their behalf now. I thank you, Lord, for ministering in marriages and bringing reconciliation and healing. I thank you, Father, for touching bodies, Lord, where the doctors have given no hope. They're not the great physician. They're only doctors. But you're the great physician. And I thank you that you have healing and it's provided for them through the atoning sacrifice that you made for our health. Thank you, Father, that cancer has to bow at the name of Jesus. Heart disease has to bow. Diabetes, high blood pressure. Lord, I thank you that back conditions have to heal at the authority of your name. We pray this over your people today in your precious name. Amen and amen. It has been a joy to be with you today. By the way, don't forget our coaching CD for this month of February, and it's on overcoming loneliness. So many people are lonely. They are so lonely, and they don't know how to deal with it. They don't even know how to enjoy being alone. And this coaching CD this month of February will help you and help others and help you help others. It's yours for your best love gift of $15 or more when you write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or you can give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled, wonderful day. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.